The new work requirements for Healthy Michigan recipients take effect in January, with the first report from recipients due by February 1st. Studies have suggested that over a quarter of Healthy Michigan recipients could lose coverage due to the new requirements. Earlier this year, Governor Whitmer announced roughly $1 billion worth of line item vetoes to the state budget, in part so that funding could be put behind education for the work requirements. Bob Wheaton is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. He says that funding is going to community educational sessions and mailings.
I believe this is going to be it. We have a total of about 15 forums and locations all around the state that either have already been held or will be held in the next several days.
Wheaton says the community meetings so far have been well attended. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.